I'm Doug Rush, WRPR News. Cancer. It's the one word that strikes fears into the hearts of everyone. As of 2008, nearly 8.5 million people all over the world have died from this horrid disease. And unfortunately, if cures are never found, more people's lives will be taken, and that number will go up even higher. However, there are those who have defied the odds of this disease and lived to tell about it, like Nancy Lucas.
Beginning of September 2000, and I had breast cancer in my left breast, found on a routine mammography. Found the lump, and waiting for the doctor, that's when you sit and wonder, like, oh God, what is going on?
Lucas was 51 when she found out about breast cancer, but the thought of possibly having grandchildren kept her spirit alive.
I said, I want to be here, hopefully for some grandchildren at the year end.
Now 59, she has retired from being a registered nurse, but spends her remaining years with her three grandchildren. However, there is no greater case of beating the odds than Martha Chesterman, who had defeated cancer twice.
That was back in April of 1988, and I went for an annual mammography, and I had just had one the year before that showed nothing. And on Good Friday of that year, the doctor called me on the phone and told me that I had a mass in my left breast and that I should go find a surgeon.
Chesterman was 65 when she found out she had breast cancer, but since she worked as a hospital administrator for over 20 years, finding out that she had the disease did not scare her, and eventually she did defeat it. Then in 2005, at age 82, she found out she was diagnosed with uterine cancer.
At first, I wasn't going to have anything done. I figured I lived my life, and I really didn't have to go through all this and put the family through all this. But your father, who had cancer at the time, said, if you give up, so will I. Well, with that, I had no choice.
Chesterman went for radiation treatment and eventually defeated another cancer. Now at 85, she continues to live her life fully. From WRPR News, this is Doug Rush.